So it's a nuanced assistance. It's not full bore. And again, the tariff thing, what's important here is the secondary tariffs on countries like China or India that buy stuff from Russia, like oil in particular. The United States purchases almost nothing from Russia now, so there's no tariffs there. So it's a nuanced package. It's a 50-day window. We'll see what the Chinese and the Indians say, and we'll see what the Russians say. Right now, the Russians are responding very coolly to this. They're saying that it would be constructive to have dialogue. They're not lambasting it or making any counter threats. I think they're, because they have a 50-day window, they're carrying on with their objectives. And I think they're calculating what their situation will be in 50 days. You know, it might be that they will reach a point of diminishing return with all this going on, and that maybe they'll take Trump's suggestion and look for a peace settlement. We'll see what happens. But, you know, there's some incentive here for Putin, and Putin has some time.
Can you see India and China putting pressure on Russia?
They may be leaning on them because the Chinese and the Indians like to buy discounted Russian oil, and they would like to continue to do that. And they don't necessarily want to get into a further tariff war with the United States for doing so. So I think, from a Chinese and Indian point of view, as long as Russia does not lose this war, Chinese have been very clear about that. They want the Russians to come out of this with something. And of course, Putin has to come out with something to back to his ultra-nationalist audience at home to say, I've delivered something. So I think we'll see what the Chinese and Indians do as well. They're going to play it very carefully, I think.